Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, and this is Rachel Wilson with Love Song.
Come on, worship Him. Come on, lift your hands in this place. Hallelujah, thank you, He's worthy. Come on, let's worship Him. Hallelujah, come on, let's lift our hands in this place. Hallelujah, we worship You, Jesus.
I worship You, Lord.
I worship You, Jesus.
In spirit and in truth, I give You reverence.
Lord, I give You reverence, Jesus.
In all that I do, I bless Your name, Lord.
I bless Your name, Jesus.
Through all my sorrow,
hallelujah,
I thank You, Jesus.
I thank You, Jesus.
For my every tomorrow,
Lord, You save me.
Two.
Yes, You raise me.
Three.
How You came and changed my life.
Four.
How You opened doors.
Five.
You that I adore.
Six.
How You came and changed my life.
I worship You, Lord.
Worship You
in spirit and truth.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I give You reverence. In all that I do, I bless Your name, Lord.
I bless Your name.
Through all my sorrow,
through all of my pain, my
pain.
Thank You, Jesus.
For my every tomorrow, one.
Lord, You save me.
Two.
Yes, You raise me.
Three.
How You came and changed my life. Oh.
Four. How You opened doors.
How You opened doors.
You came and changed my life, Lord.
Yes, You did, Lord.
Oh, You picked me up.
Picked me up.
Lord, You fill my cup.
Fill my cup.
Oh, You came and changed my life. Oh, You opened doors.
Open doors. You're my peace, You're my everything.
My love song to You.
My love song to You.
This is my love song.
You're the melody in my heart.
My love song to You.
My love song to You.
love you.
Two.
We adore you. We magnify you. We thank you.
Three.
For being God. We can't even count enough how much you've been so good. Thank you.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this anointed woman of God in the house, as they say in the street vernacular, the one and only Rachel Wilson. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Hello, how are you?
I'm excellent. I'm excited
to be here. Thank you.
I am excited. You're welcome. I am excited to have you on the program. You take us there from zero to praise and zero to worship and zero to the experience, you know, quick, like in a Jaguar, as they say on the television commercials. So I want the listeners to definitely hear your story and find out a little bit more about you. Where are you from, and are you a church baby? I think you've got to be a church baby. Nobody sings like you sing that did not grow up in church.
Well,
I'm
yes,
just saying.
Actually, I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. So all of those West Coasters out there, hello, how are you? Yes, I'm a desert baby. From the heat, if anybody's ever been to Arizona, it's hot out there, super duper hot, but thank God that he shifted me to the East Coast, so now I'm on the East Coast. So I think it's good, safe to say that I'm an East Coast baby now. But to answer your question, as far as being a church baby, you hit the hammer on the nail. I was raised up in church my whole life, so I'm one of those church girls, and I'm really, really unapologetically happy about that. That's something I don't apologize for. It has been a lifesaver, and it's something I'm very proud of, that I can say that I was raised in the church, and I'm still in the church, praise God, and I'm still saved, so I'm excited about that, yes.
Amen to that. So for people who, I sometimes forget that there are people who probably just found Christ yesterday, so they may not understand. So what I meant by that was, and you explained it, but sometimes when the anointing of God is on people, it is so strong that I've been around for a while, so I can tell that you're not a newcomer and that it's in your spirit and you spent a lot of time with the Lord, and so it translates through your music, and so that's what I mean. So when people listen to your music, they understand exactly what I mean, because you can't fake it, you can't duplicate it, it's in you, and that's what I meant by that comment that I made. Yes, indeed. So
well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So when did you first fall in love with the Lord? How that happened for you?
Well, as I said, of course, raised up in church, so you know it's in you whether you want to go or not. Your parents will make you go as a young child. But as far as a young lady, I would say around 9 and 5, I was already singing.
Wow.
In the choirs, and what I mean by that, the youth choirs for Easter, and that's where I actually initially started singing. So I knew that there was a love of God in me, but of course, you know, at that age, you're learning. But I would say around the age of 9, between 9 and 11, is where I really found the Lord personally to be my Savior. And with that, I just had a desire. I always loved to go to church. Some children do not like to go to church, or they think it's boring, but I've always found a place. God has always found a place in my heart, and it's always been a desire of mine to worship as a young lady, to be in the presence of the Lord, and to learn about who He is and about the kingdom. So it has been a long road trip from that age to now, and as a result of giving God my life at a young age and sticking through the process. I want to encourage those out there that, you know, you've been in church your whole life, but you got to stick with the process. God is faithful, and as a result, He has been a blessing. He's blessed the music. He's blessed my vocals for His glory.
Amen. Amen. And that's exactly what I was referring to. So when did you realize, or when did God bring you to the place that it was time for you to record, that you knew that it was time to sign that contract? How did it happen for you?
Okay, again, I've been singing for a long time in churches, and I always had a desire. The desire was there, number one, so I want to encourage everyone that have that desire to record. That's where it starts. And I began to seek Lord further on that, but the initial beginning with the recording and releasing my first single didn't start to after I got married. And when I got married, God brought in a minister in my life, and I married him. He had a different sight in the spirit, not only to recognize the gift that I had, but take it to the next level. And that's what I, you know, it's very important. I want to say that out there. It's very, very important who you're connected with and who's around you. So he ended up initially finding a studio in Wilmington, North Carolina, because me and my husband, we connected, and he was in Wilmington.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that area.
That particular studio is where I was able to release my first single called Happy, and that was in 1998, so I'm telling my age now. So, So yes, but that's where it initially started there, and from there on with the single. It was a few years later with the album, and, you know, back then we called them albums. So God just began to progressively bless the music and bless what I was doing. It didn't really get on a major, major scale, even though major appointments was happening here throughout those times throughout the years. But in 2019, I would say, God, it really opened up another plethora of opportunities and doors where now my music is doing very well on the Nielsen charts. God has blessed it to be in the top 50s, even with the new song Love Song that's out now that just recently came out. My new single Love Song is doing very well on the Nielsen charts as well. So God has opened up many doors for me to sing the national anthem at some of these beautiful stadiums here, the hockey stadium. I've been at a couple of baseball stadiums, and God has just been great. North Carolina A&T basketball team, God has opened up some doors for me to just expose the gift, and that's what we need in this day and time. When God has gifted you and there's an anointing that he's placed on your life for a purpose, now you need those doors open to expose the gift. So God has truly exposed the gift for his glory. And I'm really excited about the signing with DAF Records, with Adrian Freeman and Mr. Pastor Freeman. They're the lead singer of Risen. So a lot of you all know that Risen is coming out back 2020. They're already out. They're going to be doing a nice tour. And I'm really proud to be a part of that family, DAF Records. God opened up so many doors. And so that even that door with being signed to DAF Records has been amazing, and also has been a plateau to, again, launch the gift, launch the music, and expose it so that other people can be blessed by it.
Amen. You know, I'm very familiar with the Wilmington area. I have family in that area. My mother's from that area, a small town called Hassell, North Carolina. And a small world. And as you were sitting there speaking, a Lady Freeman and Pastor Freeman were just here in the studios not even a week ago, and we were talking about.
Oh wow!
Yes,
look at that. That's amazing.
Yes, because we were discussing her new single and their label and Risen and the tour and all that stuff that's coming. So look at God. Look at God.
Oh man, I'm so proud to be a part of the family. God know how to connect you together, amen, with humble people that really is like-minded in what we're called to do for his glory.
Amen. Minister to us for a second about allowing our gifts to take us places like it's taking you places, because oftentimes recording artists can either put themselves in a box or be placed in a box. But you seem to refuse to be placed in a box, and you're allowing your gifts to go before you and open doors for you. So speak on that, because it's amazing. I love to see people of God going places and doing things that obviously God is sending you all to do, but just in a different form.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. This is amazing. And I several things I can say, but one in particular on just having the gift and God allowing the gift to be a blessing to others, and God using your gift, and how he's opened up doors for your gift. One of the things I would definitely say that with being gifted, it's a lot of gifted people out there in the gospel industry, and we know this. We know this by music. We know this by performances. Even in churches and local churches, you always see gifted, anointed people that's in the gospel industry. But more than the gift, what my desire is to have integrity and character. And so in order to have the integrity and the character, that means you're going to have root and foundation. And for me, my root and my foundation is prayer. I am a praying woman. You know, I'm a married woman. I'm a woman that have children. I'm a pastor's wife in ministry. And I'm very adamant about taking care of my primary place of worship, which is my house. And a lot of times we can just ride off of the gift, we ride off of the wave, we ride off of what God has given us, but our house is left undone. So my greatest desire with the gift that God has given me is to first take care of my house, take care of the local church, take care of being, being that submitted wife, being that woman of God that is an example to the daughters in the spirit. In order to do so, you have to have a prayer life. And so I want to encourage those out there to let you know, well, the thing that sharpens my gift is not with me just doing major performances. And I thank God for every great performance. I thank God for every applaud. I thank God for every song that have been sold on iTunes and Spotify, and every time I've reached and plateaued at the Nielsen charts. All of those things are amazing, but without the root, you're not going to last long. And so the gift that God has given me has been sharpened. It has been anointed through prayer. And so I want to encourage even those that are listening right now that you have a gift, and we don't deny the gift, but many times when we get up there and God expose us and God begin to allow us to perform after the exposure of the gift and after the performance, many times there's no root. And what I mean by no root and no foundation, many times the lifestyle don't line up with the message. And I'm one of those persons, because you can call me old school, I don't mind, I'm unapologetic on that. You can call me an old school singer, but I'm very adamant, and I believe that God don't want us to just be the gifted of the Lord. He wants us to be the foundation of the Lord. He wants us to be the bride and the body. He wants what we speak about to match the lifestyle. So that's my prayer, is that I don't just sing of the gospel, but I am a believer, and I carry the cross, and I live for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. I love that. I love it. I love it. There were so many nuggets in there. I feel like I could talk to you all day. It's amazing because it's obvious that you are a speaker in your own right. So ladies, pastors that are listening right now, she can do more than sing, you all. She can minister as well. She can speak a word. That's very obvious. It's very obvious. I'm loving your album cover, your cover, The Official Rachel Wilson. And I love the colors. I love the colorfulness, the purple in it. And your project is awesome. And talk to us about what
Thank
we can
you.
Expect from we've got the love song out now. I love Praise Medley. What else can we expect that's forthcoming?
Oh, man, thank you so much. Yes, Love Song will bless you. It'll bless your life with Carnell Morrell. Awesome sing on there as well. Definitely, there's several things. We do have some goodies in the bag. I have a song that's already completed with Ben Tankard. And we're just waiting for the timeline. Me and my husband, we definitely, again, we just don't believe in just releasing stuff and just releasing stuff. But we're just waiting on the prophetic timeline of the Lord to release the song with Ben Tankard, but that's already done, and it's a song that he produced. He rearranged and produced for me that I believe is going to be a beautiful, beautiful treat for the body of Christ to be blessed and eat on later. And also another song that will be coming out with Michael Mendenhall. Some know him, some don't know him. Most in the music industry do know. He was the engineer for Aretha Franklin, her main engineer. So he also is a songwriter. So he wrote a song for me as well that's done and that's complete. And we're just waiting for the timeline to release that as well. Other than that, I will be still singing, teaching, ministering. We have some beautiful doors that have been open. We got some doors that are still pending as well. So we have, and if those of you that is interested in following my tentative schedule, please feel free to connect with me through RachelWilsonMinistries.com. And that's RachelWilsonMinistries with an S .com. And on there, you'll see my tentative schedule on everything we're doing this year. Unmasking Barbie Conference. We have multiple doors. Recently, I will be the halftime performance for gospel music on their Faith and Family Night at a hockey game. And this is a beautiful, beautiful arena in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I will be their halftime special guest doing gospel music. Isn't that amazing? Gospel on the ice. So that's really going to be amazing. But we have a lot of other doors that are open this year as well that I'll be singing. I'll be on the front cover of a magazine. I got multiple magazines that wanted me to just speak some words and talk about the industry. So any of those things, please feel free to contact me again, RachelWilsonMinistries.com. Please go on there, check out the schedules, and I would love your support in any type of way that you can. I really appreciate it. Also, the music is on iTunes and all of the digital outlets, so please to support, especially those new gospel artists that's out, not just myself, but I'm speaking of me. Let's support by showing that, you know, let me go ahead and purchase that song from iTunes or Spotify or any of the digital outlets. That would tremendously be a blessing to me in this hour. Thank you.
Amen. I thank you for that. And you are the elect lady of your church. For those listening who may be in the area, please let them know the name of your church, the city, and the worship hours.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this. Again, I'm pastoring along with my husband, Pastor Ronald Wilson, who I love very, very dearly. Thank God. Give a shout out to him and my family. Kingdom Vision Life Center. Remember this. Write it down. Kingdom Vision Life Center. Amazing ministry. We have our awesome services, which is every Sunday morning. We have our 11 a.m. morning worship. And we also have every Tuesday night, we do word study, which my husband is a prolific teacher and minister that have changed my life. And so we are 2439 West Florida Street in Greensboro, North Carolina. And we would love, again, for anyone to come visit. We also have Tech Church. We do Facebook Live. If you want to see any of the pre-recorded messages from Pastor Ronald Wilson or myself, we would love for you to get connected to us with Kingdom Vision through Facebook as well. So we do Facebook Live, and we also do other entities. We do have a television ministry that will be out, that will be released really soon as well, and that will be released to over 172 countries with our ministry, and it will be amazing. So, yes, thank you so much, and we would love, again, Kingdom Today GSO, that is also our church website. So if anyone is interested, they want to check us out, you know, we do that now. We check everybody out, KingdomTodayGSO.com, and we would love for you to follow us or connect with us in any way. God bless you.
Amen. The one and only Rachel Wilson, thank you so, so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
God bless you. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men, and the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.